enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me for another edition and another hour of Auto World. We've got an outstanding hour straight ahead. We're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein and getting caught up with all the news from the Motor City and around the automotive world. Anytime throughout the hour, if you would like to chime in with your opinions, your thoughts, your questions, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. Very simple, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can write me Bob at BobLongRadio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Love to hear from all of our great listeners, and love to have this gentleman joining us live on the program. He's one of our regulars. He's an esteemed automotive journalist, a contributor to numerous publications and websites worldwide. He's also a regular contributor to National Public Radio, and he is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. It's great to have you on board. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, fine, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, let's begin by talking about the events in Monterey just a little while back. It was the second year in a row that I didn't make it out there after being there every year for about the last 20. And I think I missed a whole lot this year, including you got the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the highly anticipated 2014 Corvette Stingray.
Oh, yes, that was an absolute highlight. They actually had a week, some long event, get journalists back in and behind the wheel of the vet. And I'll tell you what, it's getting great reviews and for good reason. As a matter of fact, I'm really finding it very difficult to find anybody who has much criticism at all. Perhaps the only argument I've heard is some people wish that they had an 8-speed automatic instead of the 6. And the only reason that they did that, it turns out, was that they didn't have an 8 that would fit in that engine compartment.
Interesting. But give us your overall driving impressions. I'm sure you had some opportunities to drive it, not only on the great roads around the area of Monterey and Carmel, California, but also got an opportunity to do some runs on a track, I would imagine.
We didn't do any track time. We did a simulated track just for what we call a Gymkhana event, you know, just a real handling event. So we did get a little bit of time off the street, and it's pretty remarkable. You can beat that car, flog it mercilessly, and it's very difficult to get anything to go wrong. In fact, I'll tell you what, perhaps the most revealing thing to me was when I overcooked it in the corner. I came in very, very hard and unfortunately hit some marble, some gravel, and had the car slide. I don't care what you were on, you would have slid. If you had walked, you would have slid on this gravel. And the stability control systems and just the basic mechanics of the suspension and drivetrain were so good that I normally probably would have seen arms and elbows flying every which way trying to hang on to the car. And the reality was it just grabbed the road as soon as there was any form of traction. Never saw anything start to spin. It was as stable as any car I have ever driven. And shot out of that corner like nothing had happened whatsoever. Everything about it is just a delight to drive. It's an attractive car. The interior is finally, after all these years, what Corvette needed. And the great part is its phenomenal drive.
That's fantastic. How does that rev speed matching manual gearbox work?
It really does work quite well, both the manual and automatic. So you really find that Corvette delivered on everything that they promised. You don't wind up going in there saying, oh, if they only did this better, or if this was a little bit improved, I would have liked it more. I mean, absolutely everywhere you look, the car has tremendous power, great low-speed grunt. The automatic, with its rev matching and its paddle shifters, is just a delight. You know, it's a surprisingly good vehicle. I think if I were any of the competitors, notably Porsche, I'd be worried. Consider that one of the cars that I spent a fair bit of time in was the fully loaded model. That included the very, very unusual fabrics in the interior. This was just a loaded package, and this vehicle came in at about $72,000. Well, to prep for my trip out there, I wanted to spend a little bit of time in some of the newest Porsches. So I had time in the Cayman for a week, and I had time in the 911 S4. For a week going into this. And the Cayman, 200 horsepower less, a phenomenal vehicle nonetheless, but 200 horsepower less with not all the features that we had in the Corvette, came in at over $100,000.
I can believe it.
Okay, and the Cayman at $63,000 is already, what, $11,000 more than the base Corvette. And when you loaded it up, because, as you know, Porsche always has this habit of just absolutely nailing you for anything. I'm surprised they don't charge you for the air in your tires. Now, when you got the Porsche, you were up in the $150,000 range. Now, to the point, the Porsche does offer all-wheel drive. The Corvette doesn't. But as I found with this drive, the suspension and the drivetrain and the electronics are so good, I don't think you really need it. Another nice thing, by the way, and I'll recommend this to a lot of your readers if you are interested in the Corvette, there is a new Michelin tire package, an optional package you can get for winter. And I would suggest from driving some other cars with the latest in winter tires, if you're interested in having this be an all-year vehicle, I would significantly suggest getting a backup set of those tires for snow conditions.
Good advice, definitely, Paul. And I'm sure there are going to be a number of drivers using it as a year-round vehicle. So great news about the all-new 2014 Corvette Stingray. Let's talk about some of the other happenings at Pebble Beach. There were lots of concept unveils and lots of other things to talk about. Let's begin with BMW showing off their concept variant of what will be the next generation M3, but it's not called an M3, as BMW has changed their designation for vehicles. All coupes will be even numbers, so we have the 4 Series coupe, and this will be an M4 in both coupe and cabriolet. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts about this vehicle. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it really is. Folks at BMW have decided, you know, to just proliferate the heck out of their lineup. Every time you turn around, they've got something else coming. And they decided, rather than just continuing to produce a wide range of vehicles marked 3 Series, you know, the 3 sedan, coupe, wagon, and convertible, they have split the thing. The even numbers are now becoming the designation for your coupes and convertibles, or cabrios if you prefer, and the odd numbers are your sedans. So you have an M6, an M5, now you have an M4 and an M3. It's a little bit larger than the old one. It's definitely more sporty than the M3. It's designed to be just a little bit more of an edgy look. And the 4, which we only saw, a month before, the launch of the M4, is quite a striking vehicle, and the M4 concept takes things a good step further. I think it's an impressive vehicle. I'm looking forward to driving it. Obviously, what we saw was just a very early concept. It wasn't a full vehicle, you know, with full interior and everything. So I'm waiting to see. If I remember correctly, they're going to be releasing the full concept up at the Frankfurt Motor Show, which I'll be at in just a couple of weeks.
Great. Can't wait to see that. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the happenings at the recently concluded Pebble Beach Week. And we'll talk to Paul about autonomous driving and lots of other cool stories straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Paul Eisenstein joins us live from the Motor City. And speaking of the Motor City, want to say hello to everybody listening on AM 800 CKLW out of Windsor, Ontario, getting down into Detroit and all over with 50,000 watts of power, the information station. We so appreciate all the great emails that I get from that station each and every week. And Paul is based in Detroit and is one of the top journalists in the the entire world. And we're telling you about Paul's recent journey out to Monterey, where they have held the 2013 rendition of what used to be called The Weeknd. It's now a week-long series of events combining classic cars, concours events, auctions, and new car unveils, both production as well as concept. And another one, Paul, I wanted to get your take on is the Cadillac. Cadillac has done this in the past. They have shown some pretty pretty cool concepts, including a four-door convertible not that far back. But this year, I understand the concept that they showed really looks like it could get the go for production. It is not that far off from what we might see at an actual Cadillac dealership.
Yeah, absolutely. The new vehicle is called the El Mirage, all one word, and it was a stunner when it came out. Caddy has been working on the idea of a flagship for a number of years now, and part of the challenge is they've got some tough competition to go up against. Think about it. Vehicles like the S-Class, and we Bobby, you and I talked about the S-Class, the new one, not that long ago. I mean, the technical tour de force, the 7 Series, the Audi A8, which just gets better at every generation. And even Lexus, while its LS has become sort of the forgotten man of the segment, it's still a tough vehicle to go up against. And Cadillac is trying to figure out what do they do. Now, here's an interesting tidbit for you. I spoke with Clay Dean, who's the head of advanced design for General Motors. And Clay says that what Cadillac would really like to do is find a way to come up with a flagship that isn't just another big sedan, another 7 Series fighter, if you will. What they'd really like to come up with is something that fills new white space. No easy task, considering, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, BMW and the other Germans are trying to fill every bit of white space possible. So they're toying with all sorts of things. There were some incorrect reports about a month ago when Cadillac dropped an internal project, which they thought might be the next flagship. It was a more traditional sedan. And people were saying, oh, Caddy's going to give up on flagships. Well, no. They just dropped a more traditional one, and now they're toying with something more interesting. And the El Mirage is one particular example of where they may go.
I understand visually it's stunning, and it takes what we've seen recently introduced with the CTS-V, the twin turbos, and attaches them not to a V6 but to a V8 power plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to see more twin turboing everywhere in the industry. Remember, the market is facing some dramatic changes. The industry is going to have to adapt to tough fuel economy standards, 54 miles a gallon by 2025, and there's a tough standard going into effect in 2016 as well. Now, here's the good part. We don't necessarily need to have these big 5 and 6 liter displacement engines. There'll be a place for a few of them. The Corvette's a great example. We'll have even bigger engines coming in the next Z06 and ZR1. We have massive power going into large block, going into the Viper, and so on. But you're going to see more and more manufacturers, particularly at the high end, start to go with downsized engines, even in some cases fours, that are turning out 125, 150, 160 horsepower per liter, which means you're going to be seeing 500 horsepower V4s in the not-too-distant future. You know, Volvo, for example, will be going to an all-four-cylinder technology, and we're going to be seeing turbocharging. The other thing we're going to be seeing is we're going to see advanced forms of hybridization that focus on performance as much as or instead of simply focusing on fuel economy. So GM, yep, I would expect that when we see the El Mirage or some other flagship go into production, we'll probably see a twin turbo and even more advanced technology under the hood.
Let's talk about some of the other happenings at Pebble Beach. Aston Martin celebrated on the lawn on Sunday the 100th birthday, the centennial of the brand, and showed off a production vehicle. Talk about a great lottery car is all I can say if you're fortunate to come into a lot of money, but a convertible variant of the top-of-the-line Vanquish, along with quite an unusual concept vehicle. Paul.
Yeah. Well, Aston Aston Martin's really got some issues right now, Bob. They have been slipping. They're struggling to try to come up with the sort of financing necessary to meet the emissions and fuel economy standards we just talked about a couple of minutes ago. To me, one of the most interesting things didn't get a lot of discussion at the Pebble Beach show, but has been in the news in recent weeks, and that is an alignment between Aston Martin and Mercedes-Benz. We're going to be seeing the two of them do some technology swapping going forward, at least if this deal is completed. So what does that mean in the future? I don't know exactly. Will we start to see some Mercedes technology under the hood? Will we see some Aston technology under the hood of Mercedes? I don't know. But this could be a very, very interesting development.
And we might as well touch on Lincoln. They've introduced a new line called the Black Label line. Tell us a little bit about this, Paul.
Intriguing, isn't it, Bob? Here's a brand that is in, to put it bluntly, in pretty desperate shape. Lincoln was once one of the great names, and right now it is struggling to figure out what the heck it is. And it's not going to be an easy thing to make that decision. You know, this is a brand facing an awful lot of competition. If we think that Cadillac has sloughed off in recent years and not really gotten its act together, well, that's not even Cadillac's been pretty much a hard charging brand compared to what Lincoln has been. They're going out very aggressively right now, trying to revitalize the brand. We know about four new products. Including the new MKZ that's gotten generally positive reviews. There's an MKC compact crossover coming. We'll see a new version of the Navigator. We'll see a whole bunch of stuff. And in the meantime, as they develop even more products to come, and there will be, for example, a sporty coupe based off of the next generation Mustang to follow, but right now, what they're doing is they're unleashing this sort of sub-brand called, as you mentioned, the Black Label. And what they're doing is they're coming up with high style for this. It's sort of a little bit less of an exclusive version of what you have from, say, the Mercedes Designio. You can't go and you don't have this long checklist where you can go, I want, the red seats, and I want the blue door panels and the like. They're, if you will, predetermined. But it's a pretty striking series of designs. There's going to be about a half dozen of them on some models.
Wow. More automotive news from the Motor City and around the world with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, straight ahead as Auto World continues after these messages. Don't go away.
The way is clear.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. We are live. A lot of weekend programs are pre-recorded or best-ofs, but we are 100% live here on the first day of September of 2013. I'm alongside esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, who joins us live from Detroit. And Paul, before we go any further, why don't we remind folks about all the goodies that they can get for free, and that's a word you don't hear too much in 2013, at thedetroitbureau.com.
Thanks, Bob. But wait a second, I'm supposed to be live? I thought I was supposed to be taped.
Be careful what you say. You're live.
Yeah, really. Hey, if you are a fan of the automotive world, whether you are just looking to buy, you're looking to sell, you are a serious automotive insider or a serious enthusiast, you can always turn to thedetroitbureau.com for the latest in news, spy shots, features, reviews, buying tips, selling tips, and a lot more. And the best thing is it's all free, as Bob said. Everything's free. The site is free. You can get mailings. We'll send you tips every single time a story is posted, or just a wrap-up every day, week, even every month. You can get RSS feeds if you're an RSS reader, or you can get Twitter feeds, all available for free at thedetroitbureau.com.
Perfect. Let's talk a little bit more about Pebble Beach, then we want to move on to lots of other cool stories. But so many things went down out there, including our record at one of the classic car auctions at the RM event on Saturday night. $27.5 million for this NART Ferrari. A staggering amount of money, Paul.
You think? I'll tell you what. The rich are getting richer because they certainly can afford some amazing vehicles out there. The prices that are going for auctions these days, I haven't heard the exact final down-to-the-penny number, but my understanding was that the auctions brought in about one-third more than they did a year ago. Bob, I mean, I believe that Gooding alone brought in something like $120 million in auction sales this year. And yes, the Nart Spider was one of them. Now, here's an interesting thing, Bob. I'm going to have to talk to you offline, off air, because there's some debate going on exactly what the spider was. There's been some reports that indicated, for example, that the spider had appeared in the Thomas Crown Affair with Steve McQueen, the original version of the Thomas Crown Affair, and that it was one of the original group of 10 Nart spiders. I've had some people raise questions about exactly what this vehicle was, and no less an authority than Denise McCluggage, the legendary Denise McCluggage, has been telling me that no, she owned one of the Nart spiders originally, and that this was not one of the first generation. So I think I'm going to have to be doing some confrontation with the folks who auctioned this off to get a little bit clearer indication of what, in fact, really was sold at Pebble. All I know is that it was big money, as you mentioned, $27,500 once you added in the 10% commission. And that's serious money.
It certainly is. It seems like a lot of the really wealthy folks are putting their money into hard assets like this instead of putting them in traditional banks or securities. It seems like this has become the new trend among the ultra-rich. Get yourself a classic car, and it's going to appreciate better than traditional financial investments.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion as to what exactly is going on in the market. Why are we seeing hedge funds getting into the classic car market? You'll recall, Bob, probably you more than me, I think you follow the classic car business closer than I do, that there have been some serious crashes and burns in the last 20-odd years. We saw, the early 90s, Ferraris fell, in some cases, as much as 90% in their value, and we saw that again at around the beginning of the millennium. They've done pretty well through this last economic crisis. I think for many people they became sort of a hedge like gold and some other asset, tangible assets. So they've done better this time, which may be why some of the big buck folks are getting into the market right now. But here's the question. Will the collectible market, particularly for that level, crash and burn again sometime soon? Some people fear it will.
Yeah, I would tend to side with those folks. I think it's getting to a level that it's a little bit out of
Bob,
a strategy.
I have lost you.
Just hopefully you can hear me now, Paul. All right.
Yes, I got you back. Sorry, I think Mother AT&T got a little bit bumpy. I got you back.
Good. Let's shift gears here a little bit and talk about something else that I've been dying to talk to you about. I remember being at the Consumer Electronics Show a number of years back, and different automakers were demonstrating autonomous vehicles that could drive themselves. And boy, Paul, it seems like this is becoming very hot in the automotive marketplace.
Yeah, I should let your listeners know that I actually got a chance to drive a prototype version of the Nissan that they are saying will be sold by 2020. Nissan is now saying it will be out there with a fully autonomous vehicle. Here's the thing, Bob. We're already seeing a lot of autonomous technology on the road. You know, it started with something as simple as anti-lock brakes and stability control. We see technologies out there. What's becoming increasingly common are technologies such as, what do they call it? Cross-traffic alert. First showed up on the BMW 7 and then very quickly on to the Ford SHO, the Ford Taurus. And so on. You're seeing more and more technologies that basically can let a vehicle interact with the world. A lot of it uses technologies such as radar, sonar, and laser sensors, and now stereo cameras. The new Mercedes-Benz has so much technology. It can stop when it senses somebody going into the road, possibly walking in front of your car. It can sense if somebody's going to run a stoplight and hit you in an intersection and take appropriate steps. It even has what they call the magic body control that's capable of literally looking down the road, seeing what the road looks like, and deciding how to adjust the suspension to minimize bumps and pops. And all this technology is coming together very, very quickly. So we are seeing a lot of makers on the road testing fully autonomous vehicles, hands-off vehicles. And now we are being told by Nissan that they will have a production car, probably, by the way, probably a version of the Nissan Leaf, the next-generation battery car, in production by 2020.
Isn't that remarkable? And what was the experience like for you, Paul, to be in that autonomous vehicle?
Well, my biggest experience was trying to figure out what you call it. am I driving the thing? Am I riding in it? Or am I... I finally settled for the idea that I was its co-pilot. It is sort of funny, isn't it? Because what do you call drive, being in one of these vehicles? But, yeah, it's a very interesting experience, Bob, because, you know, you start it up, you hit the button that turns it into an autonomous vehicle, and in this case, as you would in the future, they had programmed in a destination, and the vehicle took off. Now, we had two simulated experiences out there. One was a simulated city or urban experience, and one was a highway experience. So on the city experience, we did a figure eight. They had other vehicles driving on the course with humans behind the wheel.
Wow.
So you would do things like having to pass a parked car that was sticking out in the road, even as traffic was coming on. The vehicle was smart enough, the autonomous Leaf was smart enough to know to pause, watch for oncoming traffic, and then zip around the parked car when it was clear. It could come to an intersection. This was one of the most interesting things. We would come to an intersection, and it would know the rules of the road at a four-way intersection, and each time we did it, it would change how it responded, whether it would go first or wait.
Amazing. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line. Don't go away. More with Paul Eisenstein. Straight ahead. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lyons.
End up driving by.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, is with us and has been for this entire hour. Don't forget to check out Paul's website, thedetroitbureau.com, and all the freebies that Paul offers. You can subscribe to all kinds of updates, as Paul told us about a little bit earlier in the broadcast. We've been talking about autonomous driving in the last segment, and this leads me to ask you about a story that you put up a couple of days back about shock absorbers. In the past, Paul, it used to be the rule that, you know, if you wanted a good handling car, it was going to ride hard. But and if you wanted a good riding car, it was going to handle lousy. In recent times, we've seen some, you know, great strides with the shock absorbers, the electroshocks, the magnetoshocks from GM, doing a great job of balancing the two. But ZF, makers of lots of great automotive products, including automatic transmissions, they've come up with something called active shocks. Tell us a little bit about this system, Paul.
Yeah, now let me back up and talk about some of the points you made, Bob, because you hit on some real interesting things going on. We've seen a transformation in the world of suspension technology, and a lot of it has to do with simple things like microprocessors. You know, you can make very smart mechanical devices these days. The new Corvette is just the latest to have this magnetorheological fluid coursing through its veins, as it were, of its suspension. This is a fluid. It replaces conventional shock oil, and instead it changes what's called the viscosity, how thick it is. You know, you know a viscosity from oil, the oil you put in your car. So when you apply just a little bit of a magnetic force to it, it gets thick and it slows down, and it makes your suspension, your shocks, much stiffer. When you take the magnet away, it gets very loose, and you can have the same shock going down a very rough road if you're driving easily, and it's like a comfort car. And that's, by the way, you asked about the Corvette Stingray, the new one, earlier, and that's one of the amazing things. We drove that on some rough roads, and it was very smooth, not a sports car-like ride at all. But the moment we got into some tough back roads where there were a lot of rough rides, you know, rough pavement, and we were driving hard, suddenly it transformed itself into a true sports car suspension. Well, there's been a lot of talk about going the step further. You have an active suspension where basically the technology can almost see the road in advance. And ZF has come up with this active suspension. What's really cool about this is they solve one of the big problems that has been plaguing designers for years. Active suspensions where, you know, the whole thing is an electromechanical device. take tremendous amounts of power. But what if you turn it upside down and you have all those bumps? Every time you hit a pothole, instead of drawing power, it actually creates power. They have teamed up with this company that creates alternative power technology out in the East Coast, a Massachusetts company. And they've come up with shock absorbers that can actually generate power, much like a hybrid car, when you hit a bump.
Wow.
So that's the whole idea. This prototype active suspension can essentially power itself. It'll create power when you hit bumps and things like that, even go into corners. And then it stores the energy and then can draw back the energy when it needs it to power the suspension. I'll be very, very curious over the next couple of years to see who, if anybody, puts this into production. It's not going to be cheap. But if it goes into work, if it goes into the car and it's as good as they say, we could be looking at a real breakthrough.
Absolutely. Another interesting story that you've got up on the site is about Mustangs that never were. We're all eagerly waiting the launch of the 50th anniversary Mustang. It's scheduled to be launched reportedly at the New York International Auto Show next spring, exactly 50 years to the date that the original Mustang was also unveiled in New York City. When you stop and think about it, Paul, there aren't that many nameplates that have been around, you know, a half a century or more. Corvette, 60 years here in 2013. Porsche 911, 50 years this year.
Right.
But it's only a handful of vehicles that have lasted that long.
Continuously. We've had a few that have come and gone.
Yep.
Thunderbird has come and gone and probably will come back in their life again. I fully expect we'll see another Thunderbird someday.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. Very, very few have been in absolute continuous production. And so this is a pretty important date coming up for them. We're going to see a very, very special Mustang that will move away from the retro look that we've had the last couple of years. Now, here's a good thing, and I'm going to do a shameless plug. If you are a serious Mustang fan or just curious, go to the DetroitBureau.com. Not only do we have some spy shots of the brand new Mustang, 50th anniversary Mustang, but we also have a story, as you mentioned, Bob, which I just find is one of the most fun stories that I have put up in a long time. It's called Mustangs That Never Were. And here's the thing, there's a lot of vehicles that get developed at varying levels. They may just be rendering sketches all the way up to pre-production prototypes that ultimately never make it into the showroom. And there have been a lot of Mustangs that came real close. So, for example, we lead off the story with a picture of the 1992 Ford Mustang 3 concept, which, by the way, did very strongly influence the 94 version of the Mustang. Okay, but here's something. Can you believe a Mustang station wagon?
No. Wow.
They came very, very close back in 1966 to putting a Ford Mustang wagon. It would have been a three-door, if you count the hatch, not a four-door, you know, no four or five-door. And you know what's funny, Bob? I laughed at this until as I'm writing the story, I go, wait a second, Ferrari just pulled that off. Why?
That's right. The FF, okay, of course.
We've got the FF. So maybe Ford would have been years ahead of its time. But, you know, if you look at this, you go, thank you for not building it. And there are a lot. There are a lot of really weird ones. There's some interesting ones, too. We have a picture of a two-seat Mustang design that vied for launch with the original pony car, the original coupe, the 64.5. They also had one that kept the basic look of the 64.5 coupe, but had four doors. One of the more intriguing designs was a very Ferrari-like vehicle called the Allegro. It was originally called the Avante, by the way, Avanti, but they were going to put out this concept, test reactions, but you may recall Studebaker launched an Avante, so they decided to rename it.
Mm-hmm.
There are a whole bunch of others. One of the most intriguing is a track-inspired Mustang. It looks, well, it almost looks a little bit like the original Ford GT40. I never made it, as far as I know, past the rendering stage. But there are just some incredible, incredible designs. There was the Mustang Milano concept, which actually did influence production, but not for a Mustang. The design was largely lifted in Australia for the Falcon XB coupe that was in production during the mid-1970s. So anyway, you can check the story out and get a look at, what do we have, about eight different Mustangs that never were.
It's a great story. Everybody should check that one out. Another interesting story, and this is something, again, everything old is new again. I understand that the NHTSA folks are considering bringing back ignition interlock, and that basically means that if your seatbelts, in this particular rendition of what they're talking about, if your seatbelts are not fastened, the vehicle will not start.
Oh, boy, talk about something likely to raise a lot of controversy. If you remember, Bob, that was probably one of the most hated technologies of decades past.
Mm-hmm.
It did, as you said, require you to buckle up or the car wouldn't start. Well, the technologies have improved a lot since then. These days we have belt minders that are pretty darn good. I've never seen them fail to notice when your belt is either plugged or disconnected. So could they do it technologically? Yes, I have no doubt they could come up with a working interlock, unlike the ones of the past, which occasionally wouldn't let you start the car even if you were buckled up. The question is, will Americans put up with it? I've got a feeling no.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And we'd love to hear some listener response to that via the email bob@boblongradio or bob@autoworldradio. 855-660-4261 is our toll-free line. Paul, another story we should touch on, and that's Toyota looking for some significant growth in the Latin American market.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? This is no longer a market where you look at, well, this is no longer an industry where you look at individual markets. You don't just focus on Europe or North America or Asia, for example. China's the biggest market in the world right now, but you have to be everywhere. Toyota's facing some stiff competition from other makers that want to beat it out as the world's largest car maker, particularly from GM, which is very close to regaining that lead again, and VW, which has promised to become the world's largest by the end of the decade. So Toyota has to get into a lot of new markets, including Latin America.
Well, you can check it all out at thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, my friend, thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll sure to get you back with us real soon.
Bob, it's great to be with you, as always.
That's going
to
do it.
Wishes to everybody for the holidays.
That's true. Happy Labor Day, everybody. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.